The La'ie'e Hawaii Temple, a century of gathering. Dedicated 100 years ago, the La'ie'e Hawaii Temple has allowed saints to gather to receive temple blessings as the gospel began to spread throughout the world. By Clinton D. and Angela R. Christensen. The authors live in Utah, USA. Brother Christensen works for the Church History Department. One of the great missions of the Church of Jesus Christ in the latter days is to provide temple blessings to the people of the world, both the living and the dead. The prophet Joseph Smith taught that the object of gathering the people of God in any age of the world was to build unto the Lord a house whereby he could reveal unto his people the ordinances of his house. At the dawn of the 20th century, only 4 operating temples were found on the earth, all located in Utah. Thus, physical gathering to Utah was the primary means of receiving access to temple blessings. In 1919, that changed. On November 27, 1919, President Heber J. Grant, 1856 through 1945, dedicated the La'ie'e Hawaii Temple. This marked a historic turning point in the restoration as temple blessings became available to many nations. In many respects, the La'ie'e Hawaii Temple was the first international temple. It immediately served members from Hawaii, New Zealand, Samoa, Tonga, Tahiti, Japan, and Australia. As the church committed to grow throughout the Pacific and Asia, the number of countries blessed by this temple continued to increase. This year marks the 100th anniversary of this important milestone in the gathering of Israel on both sides of the veil. Gathering from Samoa. The islands of Samoa lie about 2,500 miles, 4,023 kilometers from Hawaii. In 1919, John Q. Adams, the mission president in Samoa, said, "Upon the completion of the temple at La'ie'e, our people seem to be seized with an intense desire to accumulate enough of this world's goods to go to the temple." Alelio Anai, for example, had served as a missionary without pay for 20 years. Because of his years of sacrifice, he didn't have enough money to travel to Hawaii. So Brother Anai sold everything he owned and managed to scrape together $600 or $700. Brother Anai and other Samoans sacrificed all they could do to move to La'ie'e during the 1920s. One family, the Leotas, arrived in Hawaii on New Year's Day, 1923. 7-year-old Vailini Leota remembered, "Our first view of the temple was the most beautiful sight." Just 2 weeks later, Vailini's parents, Avio and Matala, received their endowments and were sealed as a couple, and their children were sealed to them. The Leotas served faithfully in the house of the Lord for 50 years and were buried near the temple they loved so much. Today, hundreds of their faithful descendants live throughout Hawaii. An impossible task. While many members in the Pacific left their homelands and immigrated to Hawaii, many wards and branches from various nations organized group trips called excursions to the temple. The spiritual form of gathering provided a way for church members to travel to receive temple ordinances and then return home to build the church in their own nations. At the dedication, President Grant prayed for the Lord to open the way for saints in New Zealand and all the Pacific Islands and to secure the genealogies so they could come to the temple and become saviors to their ancestors. Temple excursions began with a group of Maori saints in New Zealand just 6 months after the dedication. Though 5,000 miles, 8,045 kilometers away from Hawaii, these saints rejoiced at the news of the dedication. Waimati and Hini Anaru yearned to be part of the first group to travel to the temple, yet the task seemed impossible because of the family's poverty and the required cost of 1,200 New Zealand pounds for the trip, a hefty sum. They would need a miracle. For years, the Anaru family followed the prophet's counsel and gathered their genealogical records. Those records then sat in stacks while the Anarus waited for a miracle to occur. Their son Wawini knew of his parents' faith, Mother never ever despaired that she would not someday kneel with Father at a temple altar. A miracle did occur. Waimate won a contract from the New Zealand government for a large land development project. His income from this project provided sufficient cash, paid in advance, to cover the cost of the trip to Hawaii. Waimate and Heaney overcame their fear of ocean travel and journeyed to Hawaii with a group of 14 saints in May 1920. They received their endowments and were sealed. The impossible had happened. The Inaru story is just one among thousands about Latter-day Saints who traveled to the La'ie Hawaii Temple to receive ordinances and claim the promises offered by the Lord in His house. This required great sacrifice, but it produced stronger saints who returned to their homelands, prepared to lead the church. Spiritual gathering from Asia. Following the Second World War and the reestablishment of the church in Japan, saints there organized the first Asian temple excursion. In 1965, a plane full of 165 devoted saints traveled from Tokyo to Hawaii to receive temple ordinances. This trip produced incredible strength for the church in Japan. 95% of these members remained active in the church. Five later became temple presidents in their homeland, including Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi, the first general authority from Japan. In 1970, a group of Korean members traveled to La'ie. Choi Wook Won, a branch president, said, "We went to the temple and it opened our minds and awakened to us how we can receive salvation. The eternal plan became real. Our testimonies have been strengthened so much, it is hard to explain. What a great blessing it is for the people of Korea to have the opportunity of attending the temple." Gathering our kindred dead. When temple ordinances become available to a nation, they bring the Lord's blessings not only to those living in that country, but also to those from that nation, now on the other side of the veil. This blessing has been felt by members in Asian countries, where their culture has meticulously recorded genealogy for centuries. Kwai Shun Lung's parents migrated from China to Hawaii. He was born in Kauai in 1894 and baptized in 1944 on his 50th birthday. Brother Lung taught family history at church and told his class, "I had a vision one night where I saw many of my dead kindred beckoning me to work for them." 3 days later, he received his genealogy from his aunt in China, 22 pages in Chinese script, revealing his ancestry back to A.D. 1221. Together with his son Glenn and daughter-in-law Julina, they have completed thousands of ordinances in the temple for their family. Glenn and Julina Lung later served faithfully as president and matron of the La'ie Temple from 2001 to 2004. The gathering continues. Situated in the crossroads of the Pacific between the Americas and Asia, the La'ie Hawaii Temple has opened the door of temple blessings to many nations. Thus, the gathering of Israel became primarily a spiritual gathering, as members are able to receive temple blessings and then return to build the church in their native lands. This opportunity has aided the expansion of the restored gospel to many cultures and peoples on both sides of the veil. As we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the La'ie Hawaii Temple, we are privileged to witness a milestone in the restoration and a fulfillment of the prophecy of the prophet Jacob in the Book of Mormon. "Great are the promises of the Lord unto them who are upon the isles of the sea." 2 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 21. End of the article, The La'ie Hawaii Temple, A Century of Gathering. Read by David Shaw.